May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Unexpected expecting. Not what you expected, is it? No. We're always taught to do what? To expect the unexpected. All the time we're told that, aren't we? How many of you here have ever worked in a business where expecting the unexpected was a part of what you had to do? It was also called contingency planning, right? Any possible idea of what could go wrong, you had to think about. And you had to make plans on how you were going to deal with that situation if it came up. Yeah. How about this? Christmas time. Anybody here planning on or anticipated some unforeseen or surprise thing that might happen at your home? No? Oh, no. Oh, you're all set. Oh, you're good. Not me. I knew when relatives were coming, anything could happen in my house at any time. I would plan for making sure there was enough food. I'd make sure there was enough presents because you never wanted if a child all of a sudden came that you weren't expecting. And you know how that goes, right? So we're making all these preparations just to make sure. Now, of course, as I'm older, I have a different view of it. But back then, I was planning for the unexpected all of the time. Anticipating, expecting. We can and we do that, don't we? Because it's what we're taught to do, to be ready at all times. How about if you go to a haunted house? Are you expecting the unexpected? Yeah, a little tougher to plan for, right? So what do? We tiptoe through that haunted house, waiting, knowing something is going to scare us. And if you're like me, you don't ever enter those things because you don't like the unexpected at all. But what really is the unexpected? What's the kind of unexpected situation that leaves you totally speechless? Has that ever happened to you? Where something so unexpected happened that you were left speechless and you actually looked around and you said, hey, did anybody else just experience what I just experienced? It happens occasionally in our lives, doesn't it? Let me ask you this question. And this goes for everybody. I don't care if you're a male or a female. I want you now to imagine, what would you do when you received unexpected news that you were expecting? Guys, I want you to move into this with me, okay? You find out unexpectedly that you are expecting. And not only is it unexpected, it's the last thing because, well, biblically speaking, you have never known anyone before. Shall we put it like that? So you are engaged to be married. You are what's called betrothed. And that in the Jewish tradition is you basically are married. Okay? It's just that your husband now has gone off to prepare the home and you're living with your family waiting for your husband to come and get you. And all of a sudden you get this unexpected news that you're expecting. What might that feel like? I don't even know that we could even begin to understand what that might feel like. And not only do you receive this news that you're expecting and you're trying to figure out how the heck did that happen, but you find out that your relative, who's very old, maybe about 55, I'll say that, I'm 55, I can say that. And you find out that she is expecting. This woman, your relative, who during the years that she should have been expecting, never had that opportunity. She never ever was able to bear a child. And now all of a sudden, she's expecting. You think she was prepared for that unexpected happening? So, both of you are in a situation that you did not think you would be in. She has probably been outcast by those in her, in her circle, because women's roles back then, their vocation was to do one thing, and that one thing was to produce children. And if you were not able to produce children, then you were socially outcast. And now she's expecting. And you have a young woman who basically others may think that she has now done something that she shouldn't have done. And so chances are she's frightened that she herself is going to become an outcast. So what would you do if you were Mary and you just heard this news? Delivered by an angel, no less. And if it were you and I, perhaps we might want to try and wake ourselves from this nightmare of a dream that we think we might be having. So what would you do if you were Mary? Well, Mary decides she is going to go and see Elizabeth. And that is exactly where our gospel picks up today. Because before we started our gospel, all this stuff happened to Mary. And then it says, and then she went to see Elizabeth. So that is the first thing she does. She hears this news about Elizabeth. She wants to go and check it out. She believes what the angel is saying, but is this really happening to me? So she goes. Now on her way, if you're Mary, okay, what might you be thinking along the way? How am I going to be received by her? Is she going to condemn me? Is she going to close the door in my face? What might happen? Is she going to believe what was said? What's going to happen when I go see Elizabeth, my could-be cousin? So she goes along, and in her mind, she's probably thinking, how do I tell her? How do I even greet her? Now, Mary might have decided, you know what I'm going to do? While I'm walking towards the door, I'm going to call out and say, hello, perhaps. And if Elizabeth thinks that something is wrong here with me, then she probably won't answer the door, and then I won't be embarrassed or shamed by any of this, right? How many of us have failed to pick up the phone when we don't want to talk to somebody, right? How many of us have not opened the door when someone has come? We've all done it. So she's probably thinking, well, maybe she just won't answer the door. So she calls out. Perhaps the call is, hello? 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 Or as Adele's song would be, hello, it's me. And before she has a chance to say anything to Elizabeth, the baby that Elizabeth is expecting, is carrying, leaps in her womb. Leaps and jumps for joy. And Elizabeth becomes filled with the Holy Spirit and tells Mary all the things that Mary had been told. You know, Mary never ever told anything to Elizabeth. She just greeted her. And the baby, filled with the Holy Spirit, jumps. And Elizabeth makes a proclamation that only the Holy Spirit could have given to Elizabeth. Because Mary never said anything. And so the unexpected one, who didn't know what to expect, is totally comforted by the words of assurance that is given to her. That yes, indeed, she was expecting the Lord. That she was chosen. It says that she is the favored one. Favored here doesn't mean the one who's going to like just get all the wonderful things in life and be highly successful. Favored here means the chosen one. That God has chosen her. That God has chosen her to carry and to release into this world God, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus. And what does she do? The unexpected one? She starts to joyously sing a song. Have you ever had something happen in your life and there's a song on your heart and you just want to sing that song out loud? Has anybody ever had that happen to them, or am I the only crazy one? Yeah, it's like there's a song on your heart, and it's a song that you may have known for years and years and years, and that's what happens with Mary. The song that she sings is a song from her ancestors, from a long ago, but now she's claiming this song as her own. This is her story now, just like we hear songs, that it's our story. And what is this that she begins to sing? She begins to sing about who God is and what God will do. The unexpected, lifting up the lowly, casting down the mighty from their thrones, the exact opposite of what most people would expect. And you know something? This song that she sings, which I didn't read as part of the gospel, we're going to say these words together. This song is our song today because we are the unexpected ones, aren't we? We're the unexpected ones who are sitting and waiting. We are the unexpected ones who have hurt in our lives. Who was passed over perhaps for a promotion, who was asked to retire earlier than they wanted to, a nice way of letting us go, right? Mm-hmm. Don't you want to take early retirement? No, it wasn't in my plans. No, the unexpected ones in which an illness suddenly pops up out of nowhere in our lives and we're forced and faced to deal with it. The unexpected ones where death happens at a moment's notice, and we're not ready, not that we could ever be ready for such a thing. The unexpected ones who at times have been gossiped about, have been ridiculed, have been shamed. We are the unexpected ones. We are so much like Mary and Elizabeth in ways that we probably haven't even thought about. This is a song. It's our song. And for all those who are longing and expecting Christ to come again. And so, there's a book out there for women who are expecting. Have you ever heard of it? What to Expect While You're Expecting. Tells you what to expect week by week. So, what should we expect while we are expecting? Here's what we need to expect. We need to expect that God's presence is now in ways that are not easily seen, but that are there. We need to expect to hear Christ's voice in the other, to hear Christ's word as you receive the bread and the wine, that your sins are indeed forgiven and you are made new. In the baptism, in the water, when we wash our face, we remember that we have been called and claimed as Christ, God's own child. Expect to touch Christ when you touch the other. Expect that Christ is active in this world even though we don't fully see it yet. And expect that Christ is coming again. So expect to participate in all of this activity while we wait. So now I'm going to invite everyone here. The unexpected ones, the unlikely ones of today. We're going to speak these same words that the unexpected one, Mary, spoke and sang so long ago, 2,000 years ago. It's a different song when she discovered that she was expecting our Lord. So let us speak these words and make them our song as the ones who wait, expecting, fully expecting today. Please stand as you are able. Then Mary said,
My soul praises the Lord. My heart rejoices in God my Savior, because he has shown his concern for his humble servant girl. From now on, all people will say that I am blessed, because the powerful one has done great things for me. His name is holy. God will show his mercy forever and ever to those who worship and serve him. He has done mighty deeds by his power. He has scattered the path of people who are proud and think great things about themselves. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and raised up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with nothing. He has helped his servant, the people of Israel, remembering to show them mercy, as he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his children forever.
And that promise made is our promise today. Amen.